刚好这段期间是还在过年嘛，哈，我们中国人是过到15。
So it happens to be that we're still in the holiday season because we're still celebrating the Chinese New Year until 15th of Chinese Lunar Calendar.
所以今天要来跟大家分享一个在我们汉传佛教里面，应该是说在佛教里面很特别、很殊胜的一个法门。
So today, I'm going to share with everyone a very auspicious, very special method, a Dharma door with everyone.
不晓得大家有没有听过药师经？
I'm not sure if everyone has heard of the Medicine Buddha Sutra.
那什么时候会想到药师经还是药师佛？
So when will you think of the Medicine Buddha?
生病的时候，还有呢，生病就会想到哈。
So whenever you get sick, you will think of this sutra, right?
所以其实还有一个就是，我们中国人都对药师佛都叫他什么？消灾延寿药师佛。
And also, our Chinese always call the Medicine Buddha as the Buddha that helps us to eradicating karmic obstructions and prolonging our lives.
所以他很清楚，就让我们知道说，这尊佛啊，对我们来讲，它的最大的功效是什么？听到名字就知道。
So we know the most benefit from this sutra, from this Buddha, the most benefit we can get from is what? Is eradicating all karmic obstructions and prolonging our lives.
好，那在药师佛里面，其实过去我自己刚开始诵药师经的时候，并不觉得它有什么特别的地方。
So in the past, when I just started to recite the Medicine Buddha, I actually didn't feel anything special about it.
后来呢，自己慢慢的读写抄诵吧，读经写抄经等等的，然后觉得这部经它真的很特别。
And after a while, after I read, copy, chant about it, then I start to feel it's actually very special.
我们过年期间好像这边有5天的药师法会。
So here during the Chinese Lunar New Year celebration, there's 5 days the Medicine Buddha chanting service.
我不晓得菩萨们在念的时候有没有觉得，我自己啦哈，以前刚开始念的时候觉得它很拗口，不容易念。
I don't know how you feel about it, but when I started chanting, I felt it's a little bit hard to read.
因为它的翻译跟过去我们读的经典不太一样。
Because the translation of the sutra seems a little bit different from the other sutras we chant.
比如说我们称世尊称佛陀，可是他讲什么？他讲叫做是婆伽伐帝，好，对不对？
For example, we will call the Shikamuni Buddha the world honored one, or the Buddha, but in this sutra they use the word 婆伽伐帝 in Sanskrit.
比如说比丘比丘尼，他说是毗除毗出尼，然后那个文殊师利菩萨，我们都讲文殊师利菩萨，可是他却说是什么？
曼殊师利
菩萨。所以翻译上念起来就觉得不太一样。
Also the translation for Bhikshu and Bhikshuni and for Manjushri Bodhisattva is also a bit different in Chinese as well. That's why the words are a little bit different from other sutras.
其实这背后都有它的因缘。
Actually, there's reasons behind it.
好， 那我们就从我们所熟悉的消灾延寿开始来为大家分享这部药师经法门。
So we'll just start the sutra with eradicating karmic obstructions and longevity.
在世尊就是佛陀的说法哈所说的乐有三种。
So the world honored one is referring to the Shikhamuni Buddha. And there are three types of benefits.
第一个是现法乐，第二个是后世乐，第三个是究竟解脱乐。
So there are three types of benefits, three types of joy. The first one is the benefits we can get for this lifetime.
比如说我们消灾延寿祈求的是什么？现世就能够得到我们想要的。
For example, we ask for eradicating of karmic obstructions and prolonging our lives in this world. This is, and wish we wish we can get whatever we wish for. This is for the joy of this lifetime.
那后世乐呢？就是下辈子，下辈子。
And the second type of joy is, the benefits for past life, for after this life.
有没有想到哪一个法门是讲后世乐的，下辈子要去的地方？
Does it occur to you which other Dharma Dome talks about joys after life?
对，阿弥陀佛的弥陀法门，好，
yes.
告诉我们的就是。
Yes, the Amitabha Sutra talks about the joy after life.
那不管是讲的是现世乐后世乐，其实最后都是要引导我们到究竟解脱乐。
So no matter we're talking about the joy and the benefits from this lifetime or from next lifetime, past afterlife, we all need to be lead to the ultimate joy, that is the free from all vexations, free from the joy from liberation.
那我们要分享的是现法乐。
So today we're going to talk about the joy and the benefits from this lifetime.
好，那我们开始就这一部经了。大家手上有讲义嘛？哈，那部讲义是我们整一部经的架构，有没有拿到一个A3 的？这么大的纸张。
Okay. Yeah, does everyone has an outline for this talk?
那这一张是辅助的哦，就是说，比如说我讲到哪里，那菩萨们可以看一下，说它是在这一部经的哪里。好，包括说它的页数。我们这边请教一下，我们这边送这一本吗
？Do we cite the Medicine Buddha use this version?
不一样，是这一本吧？僧团的吧
？We do.
法会是这一本吗
？Do we change this version? Okay.
好，那其实上面的页数是跟法会这一本同样的页数。
So the page reference is on this outline and is consistent with this version of sutra.
就我个人在讲经的部分，我都会以僧团的经本，好，然后后面会加上页数，比如说像这第七页、第八页，那方便大家能够知道跟僧团的本质。那如果说回去的时候，我们法鼓山有线上经书也可以，对，经题一样，但是页数不一样。
Mm-hmm. So when I prepare talks, I usually have a citation for pages. So for the pages of the official version of Dharmadrome Mountain, so it's easy for people to quickly reference. But this version is available for download in the official website?
可以。
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 好， 那我们就开始进入这一部经。好，第七，这边讲到这部经的缘起，其实就是文殊师利菩萨，好，他在世尊讲完《阿弥陀经》，好，就是讲完后世乐的法门之后，他所请法的一部经。
So now we are going to talk about the origins of this sutra. So actually, Shikamoni Buddha talks this sutra after he talked about the Amitabha Sutra.
那我们一看就知道说这部经，你看哦，他讲到，我们看哦，他这边讲到说他请世尊能够说像诸佛菩萨借号诸佛菩萨名号的这个法门，能够令诸闻者业障消除，我们消灾延寿，好，业障消除，好，是为了利益我们这些众生。然后另外呢，世尊就允诺他说好的，好，他就为大众说这一部为拔业障所缠的有情，好，利益安乐相法转时的这些众生，好，然后他就要开始为他说这一部经了。
So the Shikamoni Buddha talks about this sutra is for the purpose for all sentient beings that can be freed from karmic obstructions and enjoy peace and joy.
好，那我们就知道说这部经就是在消除我们的业障。好，那事实上我们讲到说这是一部现世就可以得到安乐的法门，它并不是要我们好往生以后才要去哪里，而有它的积极面是当下我们要建设人间净土。
So now we know the purpose of sutra is to benefit sentient beings in this lifetime. We don't have to wait until afterlife. So the purpose is to build a pure land on earth.
那我们法鼓山的理念是什么？提升人的品质，建设人间净土。
So what's the ideal of our Dhammadrum mountains? Improve qualities of human beings and build a pure land on earth.
好，所以其实它跟我们的理念是相契的。
So this sutra is consistent with our ideas.
那我们来看这部经，好，一般的经典它都会分成三个章节。
Okay, so now we're going to dive into this sutra, and usually there are three parts, can be divided into three parts.
前面呢会介绍这部经的经题，然后翻译的人，然后有多少的译本。
So the first part usually talks about who's the translator and how many different versions are there.
好，那后面呢这个缘起分正中分流通分就是传统的经典的分类的架构。
Okay. The second part which has the origins, the main parts and the circulation part is just a traditional way of how sutras lay out.
然后在这一部经，在每一部经里面哦，这个叫做一经三段，从缘起正中到流通叫一经三段。
So from the origins, main parts and circulation part is what we called three parts of a sutra.
那其实它最重要的是在正中分的地方。
Of course, the most important part is the main part.
那我们从经体来跟大家介绍。
So we'll start with the title of the sutra.
这部经有三个名字。
So there are three names, three titles for this sutra.
好，它其实听到名字就让人很欢喜哦。第一个是药师琉璃光如来本愿功德经。
So the first name is Sutra of the Medicine Buddha Lapis Lazuli Radiance Tathagata, His Past Vows, Merits and Virtues.
那第二个是十二神将饶益有情结愿神咒。
The second title is Dharani of the Vows of 12 Yaksa Generals to Benefit Sentient Beings.
第三个是拔除一切业障。
And third title is Eradicating of All Karmic Obstacles.
那 那我们看第一个药师琉璃光如来本愿功德经啊，其实最主要是介绍到这药师琉璃光如来，他从跟我们一样都是平凡的这些凡夫众生的时候，好，他发了愿，然后去依着他所发的十二大愿修行所得的成就功德。
So, let's take a look at the first title. The essence of this title is, the Medicine Buddha started as just like us, ordinary sentient beings, but he made 12 great vows and practiced on his vows and eventually became a Buddha.
好，那第二个是十二神将饶益有情结愿神咒，讲到是说有十二药叉来护持所有修持这一部经的人，然后呢还介绍了我们很有名的药师咒。
So the second title, the Dharini of the Vows of 12 Yaksa Generals to Benefit Sentient Beings, this title talks about two aspects. First, talks about the vows of 12 Yaksa Generals. They are vowed to guard all people, all sentient beings who uphold this sutra. And second, it mentions the Dharini of this sutra.
第三个是拔除一切业障，业障是什么？
And third, the third title mentions eradicating of all karmic obstacles. So, what are karmic obstacles?
我们来看一下业障，什么是业障？哈，三，我们都在回向的时候，大家都会哈，愿消三障诸烦恼。好，那事实上，其实三障谁最大？你看哦，《大智度论》里面他讲到说。好，一切恶业得解脱，是名业障得解脱。好，那三障到底是哪三障？烦恼障、业障、报障。
So we'll talk about what is the karmic obstructions. In the treatise of deliverance of great wisdom, it talks about there are three types of obstructions. The first is obstructions of vexations.Second is karmic obstructions. The third is, is the obstruction caused by cause and effect.
然后这边就告诉我们说，三障当中哈，业力最大，所以是谁最大？业障最大哈，因为它什么不失不烧不坏，于果报时不亡，就是百千万劫它都在的。
So among the three obstructions, which one has the greatest force? The second one, karmic obstructions, because it won't be lost, it can be burned, it won't go bad, and even when it manifest is still there. 什么叫如果报时不亡？ Okay. So, So even after sound kalpas, it still exists.
那所以呢，这部经在告诉我们，刚刚他讲到什么？拔除一切业障，他要让我们拔除障碍里面最大的业障。
Okay, so the sutra talks about helping us eradicate all karmic obstacles, and it will help us eradicating the most difficult obstructions, which is the karmic obstructions.
现在知道谁比较厉害了哈。
So you know who is awesome.
哎，我们拜水忏，这边也有水忏法会，对不对？水忏法会是不是就是报烦恼障？哎，忏悔烦恼障，忏悔业障，忏悔报障，对不对？然后知道现在谁最厉害了哈？下次要忏悔认真一点。
So we do have a repentance service here. So now you know who is the most awesome one.
好， 那我们再来介绍这一部经的翻译本。好，刚刚我们有讲到说它在翻译上念起来跟其他的经典不太一样。
Now we're going to talk about the different versions of translation for this sutra. And in the beginning, we mentioned this sutra is a little bit different from other sutras we chant.
另外呢，还有就是，这部经里面，其实它有一些翻译就是刚刚讲跟密教有一些关系。
Because this translation has something to do with tantric practice or esoteric practice. That's why the translation is a bit different.
那在我们汉系，就是汉传佛教里面，修持药师法门，就是诵药师经，然后持药师咒为主。
So in the Chinese Buddhism, we mainly chant the Medicine Buddha Sutra and the Dharini in the Sutra.
那密教呢，就是除了持药师咒，他们非常重视相关的仪轨，供养的仪轨。
So in Tibetan Buddhism, esoteric practice, they put a lot of emphasis on the how to worship, how to practice this sutra.
而且密教呢，密教它也因为药师经，所以发展出了所谓的医方名，就是汉传的这个医药的部分。
And because Tibetan Buddhism they practice on this sutra, they even developed their Tibetan Buddhism on this.
那在汉系里面呢，就会把药师经跟法华经做连结。
So in Chinese Buddhism, we will connect this Medicine Buddha Sutra with the Lotus Sutra.
比如说，
药师经里面 the Flower Garland Sutra.
药师经里面它就讲到什么药草玉品啊等等啊，其实都跟药师法门有关。啊，对，法华经里面，就是。在汉系的佛教里面讲到药师经会跟法华经做连结，好，比如说法华经里面有这些药草玉品啊，还有药王菩萨本愿品，有没有？好，
Yes, sorry, it should be the Lotus Sutra. So when we talk about the Medicine Buddha Sutra, we will connect to the Lotus Sutra. In the Lotus Sutra, that mentions the Medicine Buddha.
那我们回到这个译本来。
Let's come back to this translation.
译本在我们的讲义里面也有哈。第一个译本是这个东晋的时候所翻译的。
So the first version was translated in East Jin Dynasty.
那东晋的时候翻译的时候，其实它并不是汉系的经本，是在藏传的经本里面的其中一品。
So when it was first translated,During East Jin Dynasty, it was not a Chinese Buddhism. It was not a translation of Chinese Buddhism. Actually, it was one of the Tibetan Buddhism sutras.
它的名字叫做《佛说灌顶拔除罪过生死得度经》。
So the name of that, for that sutra was called, for that version was called Eradicating Karmic Obstructions so it can deliver from theLife and Death Sutra.
那第二个呢，是南北朝的时候，那这部经已经失传了。
The second version was translated during the South and North Dynasty, and that version was lost.
那第三个是在隋朝的时候翻译的，叫《佛说药师如来本愿经》。
The third version was translated during the Sui Dynasty.
那再来就是我们现在所流通最广的，由唐朝的玄奘大师所翻译的《药师琉璃光如来本愿功德经》。
The version that is most popular and which is also the one we are using is the one translated by Patriarch.玄奘 during Tang Dynasty, which is called the Medicine Buddha Sutra. lapis lazuli radiance Tathagata。
那再来就是唐朝的时候有另外一位义净法师。
There's another master during Tang Dynasty also translated this.
这位义净法师他当时到印度去留学的时候，印度的密教非常的盛行。
So that master, Master Yi Jing, from the Tang Dynasty, when he translated the sutra, he actually went into India, which during that time, esoteric practice was very popular in India.
所以他翻译的这个经典里面，哈，比如说，他讲的，他的名字是《药师琉璃光七佛如来本愿功德经》，里面非常重视这个仪轨的部分。
So in this sutra, in that version of this sutra, he put a lot of emphasis on formality.
那这边也顺道提一下，其实玄奘大师所翻译的《药师经》里面并没有药师咒的部分。那他的药师咒是后人从义净法师的这个七佛如来这一部经把它加过去的。
So it's worth mentioning here that in the version that the patriarch Sanzang translated did not contain the Dharini in the sutra. That was added afterwards.
那其实这个我们就看到说他，你看五次的翻译有两次跟密教有关。
So from this brief history, you can see among five versions, two translations has something to do with esoteric practice.
我就是看了这个译本之后，我才知道说，哇，原来《药师经》里面这么多机密在。
So now after I learned this, I understand how many secrets are in the sutra.
好，那接下来我们要跟大家介绍这整部经哈。我们最重要，刚有讲到说，一经三段里面正中分最重要。
So among the three parts of the sutra, we mentioned that the most important part is the main part.
那正中分里面有分了三段，一个是如来开示，然后菩萨弘传，然后药叉示护。
So among this main part, there are actually another three categories.
第一个如来开示，哈，那就是如来告诉我们怎么修持药师法门。那第二个菩萨弘传是在经典里面有一位菩萨。好，叫什么菩萨？记得吗？送了五天药师经，救脱菩萨，啊，救脱菩萨，他听到世尊讲这一部经这么好，然后他就发愿要弘传这一部经，然后他告诉大家他要怎么弘传。
So first part is the Buddha, the Shikamoni Buddha. Shikamoni Buddha taught everyone how to practice this sutra. And second part is there's a great Bodhisattva called Salvation Bodhisattva. After he heard this sutra, the benefits of the sutra, and he vowed to uphold the sutra.
第三个是药叉示护，就是药叉这些十二药叉，他听了这部经之后要来弘传护持的部分。
And the last part is the 12 Yaksa generals. They vow to uphold and protect guard whoever recites the sutra.
那今天主要要跟大家介绍的是第二个。是如来开示里面有分三个，一个是依正愿行，然后善巧方便，德行剖施。依正愿行讲的就是药师琉璃光如来他如何在他发愿然后去成就的这个过程。
So today, we'll mainly talk about one important part aspect of theBuddha's revelation, which is how the Benson Buddha used all skillful means to make his vows fulfilled.
我们要介绍的是第二个善巧方便。
So we'll talk about the second one, which is skillful means.
善巧方便，我们一听就知道，说是世尊给我们这些这个难。 地藏经讲我们是什么？难调难服的众生，对不对？哈，给我们这些难调难服众生的礼物。
So when we heard this phrase, skillful means, we know this is a, you know, gift from Shakyamuni Buddha to use the two teachers, which were called the hard to teach in the Earth Storing Sutra.
你看到这善巧方便，就让人觉得说，嗯，这个经应该不会很难修持。
When we heard the skillful means, we might think that this sutra probably is not hard to practice or uphold.
那我们来开始讲，善巧方便也是一样，分了三个段落。
So within the skillful means, there are also three subcategories.
第一个是闻名意念，然后第二个是持咒治病。第三个是供养受持。
So the first one is recite the medicine Buddha's name. The second one is recite and uphold the Dharini. And the last one is offerings.
看起来有没有很简单？
It looks simple, right?
这个好像我们一直都在做，不是吗？这念佛啊，持咒啊，供养，有没有？
This all sounds the things we have been practicing all the time, reciting Buddha's name, reciting the Dharini, and making offerings.
那首先呢，要介绍的是，闻名意念，就是听闻药师如来圣号，然后呢，自心称念，如法修持可以得到的离四种恶跟得四种乐的这个好处。
So, okay, we'll go into details. And first, we'll talk about the method of hearing Medicine Buddha's name and uphold single-mindedly.
第一个是离四种恶。我们来看哪四种。
The first is to avoid, to help you prevent four bad deeds.
第一个是四种恶里面第一个是牵令贪喜。
So the first one is greed and lack of generosity.
那牵令贪喜想到的是什么？在我们五毒里面，五毒知道吗？贪嗔痴慢疑，它是要我们修哪一个？贪心，好。
So when you hear about the first one, what do you think of? Have you ever heard of the greed, hatred, ignorance, arrogance, and doubt? So which one are we addressing here first?
然后毁犯见慢，是要我们修哪一个？慢。
And the second part is talks about conceit and ignorance and arrogance. So that part addresses the arrogance part.
然后嫉妒毁谤，这个要我们修什么？
And third talks about the jealousy. And this part corresponds with ignorance.
然后斗诵咒诅称哈。
Last part talks about speaking bad words, quarrel, arguments. This corresponds with anger.
这部经的好处，它除了告诉我们离四种恶是什么，叫我们怎么修行之外，连六度波罗蜜都进来了。
So this sutra is very special because when it talks about these four aspects.It talks about, it connects with the six paraparamitas.
那第一个，舍掉了贪心，好，你要能够布施，所以要我们修布施。
First one teaches us to, practice generosity.
要舍掉慢心呢，要能够持戒，要我们要修持戒跟精进。
And in order to, prevent the arrogance, we need to We need to uphold the precepts.
然后再来，离毁谤、嫉妒，舍掉痴心，能够解脱，让我们修智慧。
And third one, we need to practice wisdom to be able to stay away from jealous.
然后舍掉嗔心，让我们得喜足，要修忍辱跟禅定。
And we need to practice samadhi and wisdom to be able to stay away from. We need to practice endurance and samadhi, so we can not be angry.
在药师经里面哈，它最后面要我们持了一个叫做解冤咒。
So in the Maxim Buddha, in the end, there's a mantra called unknotting the. There's a mantra called. Afflictions, yeah. There's a mantra called resolving all afflictions, conflicts.
里面就有讲到说，持药师经啊，这个法门可以让我们随心满愿。
And talks about if you recite this sutra, it will fulfill your wishes.
刚开始在修持药师法门的时候，前面会告诉你说，像以前啊，我们在读一般的经啊，听到都是你这个要舍，那个要放，对不对？五欲不能贪求。
So, before when we read other sutras, it always talks about you can't clinging to this and that, cling to worldly material stuff.
但是这部药师经呢，它就告诉你说，你什么都可以求，而且能够让你随心满愿。
But this sutra is different. It talks about you can actually ask for things or wish for things, and the Buddha will fulfill your wishes.
刚开始会觉得说，很俗气耶，这个也求，那个也可以求。
So in the beginning, you might feel this is so, you know, material, worldly stuff. How can you ask for this and that?
可是事实上呢，它在背后是告诉我们，你要除掉这个贪慢痴嗔，还要修这个六度万行。
But in fact, behind all this, it really talks about you need to practice generosity and six paramitas to be able to get rid of your greed, hatred, ignorance, anger, and the doubt.
那到底怎么来修持呢？我们来看。
Alright, so how to practice this? Let's take a deep dive.
第一个离四种恶里面的离千贪。千令贪喜里面讲到说，经文里面告诉我们，就说，有一个众生，他不是善恶，为怀贪令，不知布施，即施果报，愚痴无智，缺于性根，多聚财宝，勤加守护，有没有这样？我们有没有这样子？我们是其中哪一个
？So in the sutra.In the sutra, it talks about there are sentient beings who cannot tell right from wrong, they are greedy, mean, do not practice charity, do not understand the word of generosity, they are ignorant and unintelligent, lacking the foundations of faith.
虽然说这个人他不思，可是呢，我们反一个方面来想，人家今天能够多聚财宝，是怎么来的？前世布施，对，所以这个是我们要学的。
So actually, we need to think about why some people are able to amass riches. Why is that? Because they practiced generosity in their past lifetimes.
那可是呢，他后世不是善恶，然后不知布施，这个就是什么？愚痴。
But in that lifetime, they stopped doing that. They don't know the rewards of generosity, and they become very greedy and mean. That what's that? That's ignorance.
这个到后面呢，这就是讲到的是贪心哈。然后呢，还好，他过去生曾听闻过药师琉璃光如来名号，到了这个三恶道里面又想起来。
So luckily, this type of person has previously heard of the medicine Buddha's names. So when they descending onto the evil path is because of their stinginess during their lifetime, they can recall the medicine Buddha's name.
好，然后呢，从三恶道里面再回到我们的人道里面来，然后他就知道说，哇，这个道三恶道太苦了，所以呢，他就开始修学这个布施的法门。
So when they, when this type, when those type of person were born in as humans, they remember how miserable the evil paths are. So now they, as a human, they started practice charity.
这边讲到说，一切所有悉无贪喜，见次尚能以头目手足血肉身份施来求者，这个容不容易做到？
So the sutra mentioned, eventually they will even be able to donate their head, eyes, limbs, blood, flesh, and other parts of their bodies to others. Is that easy to do?
很难吗？
It's very hard, right?
我觉得不会很难欸。
I don't think it's that hard.
有没有见过血？我不晓得这边流不流行见血。有没有做到？见血是不是做到其中一个？有吧？所以难不难？
Have you ever donated blood? So it's not that hard to practice, right?
古时候可能很难，可是现在就很容易了吧？
Yeah, it may be hard in the ancient times, but now it's not that hard, right?
多久要捐一次血？半年。
How often?
三个月。好，听说捐血反而对身体很好，对不对？所以这个其实跟经典里面讲的是一样的。
How often do you donate blood? Half a month, half a year, 3 months. So it's actually donating blood actually is good for your health, right? So this is consistent with this sutra.
然后其他的器官，现在有没有人捐器官？有嘛？好，还可以捐什么？血肉手足大概就是捐这样嘛，哈，应该都可以捐的，对不对？
How about donating organs?Has anyone ever done that?
你们有签的吗？签那个什么？对对，器官捐赠也是要先签嘛，对不对？
Has anyone signed a paper to donate your organs?
大体捐赠算不算？
That
也算啊。
Donation? Yes.
所以这个法门难不难？不难，对现代人来讲不难，可是对古时候的人可能很困难。
So is this method hard? No, not really. Not that hard for modern people. Probably hard for the Asian people.
好，所以药师经所修的布施法门，大家都可以做到，对不对？
So this method in the sutra, everyone can do it, right?
好，这是修布施了，哈，布施这个血肉手足，哈。然后第二个是毁犯禁慢。
So that's about the generosity practice. The second one is about violate precepts or disparaging right views.
这边讲到说，有人呢、啊，他受了戒，好，这个破斯罗就是破戒，破鬼则就是破律，好，戒是个人的持守，好，律是大众共同的规则。
So here talks about the violating the precepts and breaking the regulations. The precepts are held by ourselves and the regulations are upheld by everyone.
然后还有毁正见、弃多闻、背经典都没有办法深入的去了解，也不愿意深入的去了解。
And the rest talks about one cannot explain the profound meanings of sutras or not willing to go deep into the sutras.
接着呢，还有更厉害，还增上慢，然后毁谤正法。
And the rest, it talks about the grown conceited, and the conceit clouds their minds, they become very arrogant, and even saying some disparaging words about the Dharma.
不但自己毁谤正法，然后呢，还让带着更多的人一起怎么样？这个 以上讲的这些齁都是所谓堕大险坑，大险坑就是到三恶道去，好，就是他本来就不清楚，然后告诉我们这些不知道的，这些不清楚的跟着不知道的就一起怎样堕到三恶道去。
So here it talks about those kind of sentient beings who have deluded mind, and they also lead others, count these other sentient beings into the same great pitfall, which refers to the evil paths.
我每次看到这一段，都觉得我们很有福报。
So whenever I read this verses, I always feel very lucky and grateful.
至少我们在能够这一辈子能够亲近三四次，而且修学正法，好，这是我们过去生修来的福报。
I feel we are very blessed to know good advices and it can have right views towards Dharma and have the right practice.
那会有之前的这些什么增上慢啊、回谤正法，都是从慢心而来的。
So the clouded, conceited mind and arrogance are all from, they have the wrong view, having the conceit in their mind.
在这个样的时代，我们容不容易跟错人学法？
So in this era, is it easy for us to follow the wrong people?
所谓附佛法外道，有没有？其实很多耶。
Will we follow the foreign path and go to the wrong place? Yes, there's quite a lot of places like that.
师父有说过齁，这些真上慢他并不是真的没有功夫。
So Master Yin actually mentioned that people like those actually, it's not that they don't have some kind of practice.
而是他夸大了自己的体验。
But the problem is they boasted their own experiences,
然后就
exaggerated,
然后就自封自己是什么现代的什么等等这些，我们不能讲太明白，对不对？
And then they self-claim them to be enlightened beings.
哎，如果这样子的话，我常常在想说，哦，这样子他就可以成佛，那世尊修了三大阿僧祇劫不是白修了吗？那他为什么还要拜他？是不是这样子？
Well, sometimes I wonder if it's so easy to be enlightened, then why it takes so long for Shikamoni Buddha to become enlightened.
那这个是讲到要舍掉真上慢，好，然后呢，这个也是一样，因为闻持了药师琉璃光如来的名号，好，能够修诸善法，不堕恶趣。
So we talked about those people who have conceited mind, but also because they have heard the medicine Buddha's name, so they can practice the right Dharma and won't descend on to the evil paths.
就不会像刚刚什么破斯罗破鬼则，而能够好好的延迟这个戒律。
So they won't violate the precept, break the regulations, but continue practice.
然后再来还能够舍诸恶行，得正见精进，好，能够正见多闻。这边他讲到哈，能够出家。
They also mentioned they will have the right view and even be able to become monastics.
好，很多人讲说出家下辈子的事哈，你下辈子的事，但是这辈子也是要发愿哈。
Some people say, it'll be next lifetime for me to become monastics. But even if it's for the next lifetime, you still have to make vows right now.
然后这就是要我们修精进，要正见多闻，然后能够见次修行菩萨行，然后。速得圆满。
So this encourages us to practice diligently and practice the Bodhisattva path.
再来是离嫉妒毁谤。
The next one talks about how to stay away from being jealous, envious.
这边讲到说， 因为先攀嫉妒而自赞毁他堕到三恶道去。
This talks about people who bound to sink onto the three evil paths because of jealousy and disparaging others.
这都是从愚痴开始的哈。
It all starts with ignorance.
这边我们这边有传过菩萨戒哈。菩萨戒有一个不自赞毁他，有没有？有哈，这边就讲到我们要好好的修持菩萨戒，尤其是这个自赞毁他的部分。
So we all heard the Bodhisattva precept, right? So in the Bodhisattva precepts, it mentions that we do not self praise and disparage others. So we need to practice that.
菩萨们都受了菩萨戒了吗？还是已经报名了
？Have you all been through the Bodhisattva precepts, or have you signed up for that?
有没有啊？菩萨戒很重要哎。
It's very important. 好，
我们几月要传？五月哈。你已经受过，也现在有报名的，请举手。
Please raise
已经受了菩萨戒，然后这次也有准备，还没受的准备要报名的，请举手。
Please raise your hands if you have a.You have received Bodhisattva precept in the past, but decided to do it again, or you have signed up,
报名的也要举
or if you have signed up for the precepts, raise your hands.
那个还没举的哈，要赶快加油。其实学佛跟受菩萨戒有很大的关系。
So I would encourage everyone to sign up for this because there's a close connection between learning the Dharma and accepting the Bodhisattva precepts.
菩萨戒是诸佛的千佛大戒。
So the Bodhisattva precept is the basic, the foundation precept for the thousand Buddhas.
像我们受三皈五戒，乃至于法师们受的这个三坛大戒，都是这一辈子这个色身没有了，往生了，这个戒体就没了。
So those three, we take three refuge in the five precepts, but it's just for this lifetime, for this body. When this body goes away, the precepts will go away.
你们知道吗？往生了就没了。
So after you pass away, the precepts will be gone. The five precepts will no longer exist.
可是菩萨戒呢，是一受永受，一直到你成佛为止。
But the Bodhisattva precept is very different. Once you accept it, will be forever, for many lifetimes.
好，就是我这辈子纵使往生了，我这个戒体还在。
So even though you pass away, you die from this lifetime, the precepts, the Bodhisattva precept will always follow you, will always be there.
来生啊，不管你到哪里去，你都会因为你这个戒体的因缘，好，再回到修行菩萨道来。
So no matter where you will be next lifetime, because of the Bodhisattva precepts, you will always return to the Bodhisattva path and continue your practice.
这样子很值得吧？去几天？四天？四天三月可以换到你成佛为止。
So it's a great deal, right? It's worth doing, right? It's just 4 days. You go there for 4 days, and then you will be on this path until you reach Buddhahood.
有人可能会觉得菩萨戒应该很难。
So some people might think, the Bodhisattva precepts must be very hard.
所以就因为听了很多，就觉得说，哎，不行，那个我不能去受。
Because you may heard so many people talk about it, and you might think, oh, it's too hard for me, I can't do that.
其实菩萨戒就是什么？最重要的是什么？三句境界。
So, what are the Bodhisattva precepts are? They are actually, the basics are the three root precepts.
哪三个记得吗？止一切恶，修一切善，度一切众生。
So,What are those three root precepts? Do you remember? So you refrain from doing anything that is evil, and you have to be actively do things that do good deeds, and also help delivering sentient beings.
所以其实并不像我们过去所听到的受了菩萨戒，这个不能吃，那个不能动，什么不能做。
So it's not like the gossip said that you cannot do this and that because of bodhisattva precepts.
所以度一切众生是我们该做的，止一切恶，只要是做坏事我们都不能去做。好，止恶行善，度众生，好，这也是我们应该做的。所以什么该做，什么不该做，在菩萨戒里面会讲得很清楚。
So in the Bodhisattva precepts, it will be very clear what you should do and what you shouldn't do. What you should do is help delivering sentient beings and do all good deeds, and what you shouldn't do is all bad deeds.
那师父也会告诉我们，你受了菩萨戒以后，在生活当中你怎么持戒，你犯戒了怎么办，师父都会交代得很清楚。
So Master Yan actually talked very clearly what you should do after you accept Bodhisattva precepts. If you happen to violate the precepts, what you should do, you should repent.
里面比如说讲到说自忏悔他，师父就告诉你说，你如果这个不小心犯了这个错，自忏悔他，然后你就要怎样忏悔。
For example, if you happen to praise yourselves but disparage others, what should you do? We should do repentance.
除了忏悔，这个药师琉璃光如来本愿经还告诉我们，这个过去像这个就自忏悔他堕三恶道嘛，然后他就是因为在过去生当中，曾经听闻过药师琉璃光如来的名号。所以他再次的意念，再自心的皈依药师佛，以这个药师琉璃光如来这个本愿功德，能够得到解脱。
So other than repentance, in this sutra, it also mentioned, even though you will descend down to the three evil passes because of praising yourself, disparaging others, but because you have heard the Medicine Buddha's name in previous lifetimes, as long as you recite the Medicine Buddha's name and uphold single-mindedly, you will come back to the right path.
这边讲到的是，当我们自心发起意念药师琉璃光如来的佛号的时候，其实我们的惭愧忏悔的心自然而然就会升起。
It's because when yourecite the Buddha's names and uphold single-mindedly, you will naturally arise the feeling of repentance.
所以你看这边还是告诉我们，到后面呢，因为我们的自心忏悔，能够恒求圣法，常遇善友，能够智慧多闻。
So because of this, you will often you will encounter good dharma, right views, and have good advisors, good companies around you.
这个就是要我们修智慧。
This teaches us how to cultivate wisdom.
在第四个，离斗讼咒诅。
The next one talks about avoid black magic.Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. The next one talks about how to prevent quarrel, create schemes or engage in legal disputes.
这边提到呢，就是有一些人可能看到你，他就是不顺眼。
This talks about sometimes some people just don't like you whenever they see you.
或者你看到他，你也不开心。
And or the feelings might be mutual, and when you encounter him, you don't like him either.
没事就是要跟人家这样子什么，争相斗讼，扰乱是他与身与意。你看，身与意是造作什么业障？有没有？我们刚刚有讲哈，造作增长种种恶业。
So, this type of people, they love to quarrel and engage in legal disputes.They constantly snake themselves and others suffer, creating increasing all kinds of evil karma with body, speech, and mind.
然后最后这边还讲到，以恶咒术而咒诅之。
And They will even use witchcraft or black magic to harm one another.
前面吵来吵去就算了，后面还用这个什么诅咒，有没有？诅咒什么？咒诅对方。
Well, you know, the argument might be okay, but later they even curse each other with evil mantras.
这个真是称心称到什么火烧功德林啊。
This is really, you know, has the greatest anger, almost burn all of your virtues.
通常持咒是要做什么？请问你，大家都有持咒的经验嘛？哈，你们持咒是为了什么？
So what's the purpose for reciting mantras or upholding mantras?
持咒就是比如说十大悲咒为了什么？
Why do you recite great compassion mantra?
你什么时候会持大悲咒？
When will you recite the great compassion mantra?
洒净的时候。好，持大悲咒持药师咒其实都是为了让对方好，让自己好，对不对？然后通常会希望这个咒术通常会用在希望对方好还是不好？这一边讲的是好不好？不好都会持什么咒？没学过。
So whenever we, no matter what mantra we chant or recite, either Great Compassion mantra or this Medicine Buddha mantra, we always chant for benefits of other people and for ourselves. But here, when we talk about curses and talk about evil mantras are actually used to harm other people.
在密教的有一个大成就者叫密勒日巴。
So in the Tibetan Buddhism, there's one sentient being have a great achievement, which is called Milarepa.
他是这个持二咒术咒诅人家很成功的一个人。
He's very successful in using the evil mantras to curse his enemies.
因为他当时哦，在这个他们那个时代，就是他的爸爸往生了，然后呢，他家里的财产就被他的大伯跟姑姑给霸占了，结果呢，他就跟着他的妈妈跟妹妹去流浪。
Because during his lifetime, his dad passed away very early. His dad was very rich, but all the wealth was occupied by his relatives, deprived from him and his mother and his sisters. So he was very angry.
可是在当时呢，那个村庄里面的人也都没有人要帮他们。
And at that time, people in their village, no one actually helped them.
然后结果呢，他的妈妈就送他去学这个咒术。
So Milarepa's mother sent him to learn how to use evil mantras.
就是人真的恨到底的时候，发起的心是非常的坚毅的。
So when you really hate someone to the extremes, it's actually very scary.
然后他就是就持咒，然后学了很久之后，他就持咒下冰雹。然后毁掉了他们整个村落的人。
So after Milarepa learned the evil mantras, he used that evil mantra to destroy the whole village and killed all his enemies.
可是呢，他后来内心非常的悔恨，因为他毁掉了他的所有村落里面这些亲友啊。
But later, Milarepa was deeply regret and repented his evil deeds because he killed so many people, all his relatives in the village.
然后他就去找到了马尔巴上师。
So he went to seek a great teacher called Malb.
对，找到马尔巴上师，然后跟马尔巴上师学法。
So he started learning the Dharma from this great teacher.
他希望他能够忏除，也能够 把他过去做的这个不好的事情，能够做一个不同的圆满。
He was hoping that he could repent and also help ease, you know, all the evil deeds he committed in the past.
同样哦，他也是发了这个自诚忏悔的心，然后马尔巴上师也把他这个整得很严重，就是一下子叫他背石头到这边盖个房子，一下子又拆了又到东边去，西边让他这样子，真的消了很多业障。
So his teacher did help him by actually almost tormenting him, asked him to do a lot of heavy work, like carrying heavy stones to build houses, then dismantle them again and then build it again and again.
所以最后人家也成了这个密教的大成就者。
So by doing that, his teacher helped him eradicating his karmic obstructions, and eventually Milarepa became a great achiever.
所以发心不要发错心哈，发这种狠心不好，要发善心。
So it's important to make vows, but make good vows, don't make bad vows.
好，这边呢也是一样哈，因为他得以听闻哈这个药师佛的这个圣号，所以一切能够辗转皆起慈心，利益安乐，好无损恼意及显赫心，个个欢悦。好，对于所看到的人，他都能够起欢喜心，不相欺凌，互为饶益，好共同成就菩萨道。
And the same thing here in the sutra, because of those people have heard the Medicine Buddha's name, they will abandon their harmful thoughts and their angry, spiteful minds, and all parties will be happy and satisfied with each other, and they will cease to encroach upon others, but will instead seek to benefit one another.
所以这边就要我们修忍辱，修禅定，好，不要这个一下下就起个嗔恨心，讲两句话就生气。
So here we need to practice samadhi and endurance, so don't get angry so easily.
生气的时候要怎么办？
What should you do when you get angry?
喝水。
One answer is drinking water.
还有把这个调整呼吸有没有？禅修啊，禅定啊。
How about the be mindful, adjust your breath.
还有
and meditation.
提起佛号。
And recite Buddha's name. Yep, we have a question. Oh, okay. You have an answer? Mm-hmm. What's your name?
Give yourself some space so that you calm down because everything constantly changes. So if you're angry, that won't stay that way. And if you, you know, that's why they say count to ten sometimes, or just walk out of the room and go for a walk or something. Mm-hmm.
所以 Robert 菩萨说还有一种他想回答法师的问题，就是当生气的时候应该怎么做。生气的时候应该你可以给自己一些个人的空间，因为你一旦给了一个自己的空间的话，你就会意识到所有的事情都是在变化之中的，你可以从一数到十或者出去走一下，然后就不会那么生气了。
这个就跟我们后面讲到，其实前面讲的这四个哈，离四种恶，其实都是从我们的无明爱见等等的烦恼而来的。那透过他刚刚讲，他叫什么名字
？Robert
讲的这个，其实就是当让我们的烦恼能够转化，其实就是我们修学佛法的这个无边的功德。
So yes, just like Robert mentioned, that those are good methods to use to transform your vexations into wisdom, because all our vexations are derived from ignorance, greed, hatred.
那再来，好，无明意念还有四种乐，就是得生净土，得生天国，还生人间善，到人间来，然后还有转生丈夫。
So we'll continue the benefits of hearing the Medicine Buddha's names. One benefit is you will be reborn in the Pure Land.
净土分成四类，大家都应该都知道，师父以前有讲过，有人间净土、天国净土、佛国净土跟唯心净土。
So there are four types of pure lands. And the first is the pure land on earth. The second one is pure land in heavens. And the third is the pure land of Buddhas. And the last one is pure land of your own mind.
那我们刚刚讲到阿弥陀佛，他这是佛国的净土，有他的愿力所成就。好，还有其实药师佛，他也有他的东方琉璃光净土。
So, previously we mentioned the Amitabha Buddha's pure land. That's the pure land of the one of the pure land of the Buddhas, the third category. And actually, the Medicine Buddha has its own pure land as well.
那我们刚刚有讲到说有现身的跟后世的其实都是方便引导好我们到究竟解脱的净土里面。那这药师佛他依他的十二大愿好成就了他净土的成就。那以十二大愿来规划他净土的蓝图。
So, the Medicine Buddha, used his 12 great vows to build his pure land.
那其实他最主要就是从改善这些物质、精神、还有文明、文化等等，都是根据我们现代的人间好的缺陷，而积极的去改善，能够成就这个净土。
So all his vows are connected to the material world, what we need, what we lack in this world, to help build his pure land.
所以我们刚刚有讲说其实他的愿力跟我们的这个当下的净土的成就有很大的关系。那他的净土是从这个这一部经里面东方药师净土是根据我们的药师琉璃光如来本愿功德经好所成就的。
That's why we say his vows, his pure land is closely connected to our pure land on earth.
好我们讲第一个它有四个利益嘛，哈，第一个是得生净土，它里面的得生净土是讲说到佛国净土去，哈。那这一部药师经里面讲到说，往生的时候会有八大菩萨的引导，往生到西方净土去。那另外呢，你也可以说它是初发愿，如果你是要往生西方净土，但是又没有把握，后来因为听闻药师琉璃光如来名号。好，这八大菩萨也把你接引到东方的净土去。
So there are four types of benefits. The first talks about people want to be reborn in the Western Pure Land, and then there will be at the time of that person's death, there will be eight great bodhisattvas.
所以你要去哪里
？Space and lead them there.
你要去东边还是西边？
Or if you're not confident to go to Western Pure Land, you can go to Western Buddha, Medicine Buddha's Pure Land. So which one would you like to go?
西边，因为西边是刚刚有讲，他是说什么后世的，对不对？好，可是人家东边的也有啊。好，所以持药师经的好处就是，你要去东边，你也可以去。你要去西边，八大菩萨也会带你去。
So some people like to go to the Western Pure Land because it's a joy afterlife, and you can go there, and there are eight great bodhisattvas will lead you there. But if you want to go to the Medicine Buddha's Pure Land in the East, you can also do so.
然后再来呢，如果你不管东边西边，你都因缘还没有得去，或者是你觉得。你要去别的地方还可以去哪里到天上去有人他觉得想要去天上享福啊有没有这样的人有啊很多人都是求生天国的有没有你们没有求生天国的朋友吗有啊好那这边就是说你如果好有其他因缘不能去然后你因此升到天上去你到天上去通常我们会讲到说到天上去福报享尽了然后会怎么样再下堕对不对然后呢这边讲到说虽升天上但善根亦未穷尽你不会到不会下堕去的好你还会到哪里去好这边讲到天国你天国的福报享完之后还能够到人间来
So some people the, you know, the cosmic conditions are not ripe yet for them to go to Buddha's pure lands. So they may wish to be reborn in celestial realms. And we know the celestial realms, after you exhaust all your good roots, you will still be descended onto other realms. But because of these people, they have heard the Medicine Buddha's name and uphold it single-mindedly. They actually, even when they exhausted their good roots in the heavens, in the celestial realms, they can still be born in the human realm.
好，然后你不堕三恶道，你还回到人间来，到人间来做什么了？做转轮圣王。好，然后转轮圣王是做什么的？转轮圣王就是在他的国度里面，好，这个广扬这个十善道。
So, after those type of, these type of people exhausted their celestial realms, they will reborn as human beings, return to the human world as a wheel turning kings.
如果你不是做转轮圣王，你也会升到这些什么刹帝利啊、婆罗门啊、居士大家这些什么富贵人家里面去，好，继续去能够修学佛法。
Even though if you cannot be born as the wheel-turning kings, you will be reborn into a wealthy, good family.
还要能够广行布施，这是很重要的。
And that will enable you to practice generosity.
十善道还记得吗？
Do you still remember the ten good deeds?
身三、口四、意三，有没有？身三是什么？杀、道、淫，然后口是妄言、绮语、两舌、恶口、意三、贪嗔痴。
So the ten good deeds, it relates to your body, speech, and mind. So there were three aspects related to your body, which is do not kill, do not steal, do not engage in sexual misconduct. And there's four aspects related to speech, which is right. So do not lie, do not say evil words. Do not engage in arguments. Okay, so that's for the relate to your speech. And the last three relate to your mind is do not committing greed, hatred, and ignorance.
就是这十善哈，刚刚讲那个身三口四意三是什么？意三有讲吗？有讲了哈。好，然后这是还生人间，好，讲到人间净土，然后再来呢，就是转生丈夫，这个很重要。
Then another one is to be to reborn as a male form. This is very important.
这边其实有讲到说，若是女人啊，能够自心受持，以后不复更受女身哦。那有人会觉得说，这个就是是最主要哦，因为女众嘛，从过去的环境到现在哦，都是让人家觉得可能身心体力比较不如啊、哦，然后心眼比较小啊等等的。那这边其实是鼓励大家要能够，不管你是男生女生都一样，好，要能够这个像佛菩萨一样，要具大丈夫相，好，要能够心胸宽阔，好，能够奋力去修持这个佛法。
So this one talks about because women sometimes associate with less physical strength, narrow-mindedness. So if those women can hear and single-mindedly uphold fast to the names of Mass and Buddha, they can be born as a male form, and which no matter whether you're a man or woman, you will have the great characteristics of a Buddha, of physical marks of a Buddha.
那这一段前面这个是主要是好要我们要无明意念，好，除了无明意念之外，其实持诵药师琉璃光如来这个佛号是很重要的。这边药师经疏钞则要里面讲到说，念药师佛名齁，内含三力，一个是本有佛性力，好，再来是念彼佛力，好，再来是佛愿摄取力，就是前面两个是我们自己本身齁就有佛性，就有这个佛力，还有称念彼佛，好，这两个都是要靠我们自己。第三个呢是佛菩萨的加持力。
So, there is some sutra mentioned when you recite Mass and Buddha's name, there is three type of strength, three type of forces in that. The first two are from yourself, your inner self, your own inner Buddha nature. And the last one is the Mass and Buddha will help you.
所以这个持诵药师佛的佛号是很重要的。第二个我们要讲到持咒治病。
So it's important to recite the Mass and Buddha's name. The second one, it talks about recite the mantra, Dharini.
其实他持咒治病是从他的过去还没有成佛之前的十二大愿里面。第六个是无我名义诸根顽具无诸病苦。第七大愿是我之名号一经其耳重病悉除，从这两个本愿而来的。
So, the Dharini connects to two of the 12 vows that the Medicine Buddha made when he was not a Buddha yet. The sixth and seventh vows, which connects to eradicating all illness, illness.And miseries of human beings.
所以呢，这个咒，我们的药师咒，最主要就是针对，治病生病的人，他这个入了定之后，这个定叫做灭除一切众生苦恼的定，而说出这一个，咒语。
So, this mantra, this Dharini, really is meant for help relieve destitute, miserable, to heal illness and physical sufferings.
那所以呢，在我们的法会里面，有要大家持药师咒，对不对？那这本经典里面也告诉我们，这个药师咒要持多少遍？对，108遍。
So that's why during our chanting service, we ask people to recite this Dharini how many times? 108 times.
你会不会持这个咒？会不会念？念一次好不好
？Do you all know this? Can you recite? Let's recite together.
好，南无佛前
佛前第一萨埵
多罗帝波那波那瑟耶檀他揭多耶阿难诃帝三藐三菩陀耶达安吉他安。毗沙智、毗沙瑟、三摩揭谛、萨诃，有没有背起来？有哦，你这个要背起来哈。这之前有一个菩萨，他就开始学这个药师咒，好，然后他不太会念，他就去买那个 CD 来念，然后家里就放这个药师咒，然后他们家的小朋友就觉得奇怪，为什么阿姨每天都在念披萨？披萨是披萨是披萨瑟，有没有？然后那个小朋友就去问说，为什么阿姨你每天都在念披萨披萨披萨这样子哈，然后阿姨就跟他讲说，披萨对的，真的都是披萨，他也没想到对我们来讲就这样子念嘛，可是小朋友就觉得为什么你一天到晚一直念披萨，然后这阿姨就跟他说，这个叫披萨咒。就跟他讲说，你跟着我一起念，念完之后就会有披萨可以吃，然后这小朋友就跟着念，小朋友学这个很快的，好，所以这个小朋友就真的学会了。那个阿姨就经常要买什么，她就当药师佛，每天常常买披萨给她吃。
So, do you all memorize by heart? there's one person who chanted a lot at home, and so because of the pronunciation of the mantra, there's some lines sounds like pizza, pizza. So there's a kid at home, and he's very curious and always asking, why do you always sing pizza, pizza? And then the person who chanted this chant says, and because after you chant this chant, you will have pizza. I will buy pizza for you. So that child actually started chanting after with that person as well. And that person, of course, has to buy pizza for that child all the time.
所以你们如果要教你们家的小朋友，就要教他念这个披萨咒。啊，如果你想要，这其实是一个善巧，让小朋友，其实小朋友学会这个咒对他很好。我们刚刚讲有那么多的好处，啊，还有智慧、聪明、侠慧等等的，啊，好，所以回去你们家当药师佛，好，教你们家的小菩萨，好，要念这个披萨咒。
So this actually is a great skillful means, so everyone should go home and use it and try to get your children interested in reciting the sutra.
好，是讲到是这个持咒治病，接下来要讲供养受持。
In the next one, we'll talk about making offerings.
供养受持同样也分两个部分，好，一个是供养得护持，好，一个是受持得加倍。那我们从供养得护持开始，第一个讲修供养行，好，这边是告诉我们怎么样修供养，好，来，第一个就是要供养佛，好，成交此木，好，早树清净，以诸香花烧烧香涂香，坐众祭月，供养形象，就供养药师佛。
So the first part talks about how to make offerings. So the sutra says each morning at dawn, having bathed themselves and cleaned their teeth, they should make offerings of fragrant flowers, incense, perfume, and various kinds of music before an image of this Buddha.
第二个，于此经典若自书若教人书，一心受持听闻其意，就是要供养法。
And second, they should copy this sutra and have others do so, as well as single-mindedly recite it and listen to explanations of its meaning. This is related to make offerings to the Dharma.
第三个，于彼法师应修供养，一切所有资生之具，皆悉施于物令法上，这是供养身。
And last one talks about they should offer all the necessities of life to the Dharma masters who teach this sutra, making sure they lack nothing. This actually relates to make offerings to the Sangha.
我们有讲到说四事供养，有没有？对于法师是什么？饮食、卧具、饮食，然后汤药，还有什么？衣食、卧具、饮食、汤药，这四种。
Yeah, so for Sanghas, you should make offerings with clothing, food, bedding, medicine.
好，然后其实过去是这样子的，现在你供养法师这个，像我们僧团的话，你供养这个法师还觉得不知道要放哪里，你就直接去知客处供养比较快。
So nowadays, you just need to make offerings at the reception desk. No need to actually buy this stuff.
这边得护持意哈，就是文殊师利菩萨就发愿，你像刚刚这样子供养佛、供养法、供养身哈，修持药师法门哈，他这个能够让他发愿，让我们都能够得闻药师琉璃光如来名号。如果没有听到，他连睡觉他都会去念给你听。
So, if you make vows, you will, you know, recite the sutra. Even you don't hear it during your awakening time, they will come to your dreams and recite for you.
好，这是文殊师利菩萨发愿的护持哈。然后另外呢，这个四大天王哈，他也讲到。四大天王以及眷属，居于无量百千天众。如果你像刚刚的供养，他们讲到有实行的供养，然后他也一样会来护持你，让你身心安乐。这是诸天的护持。
And other than Bodhisattva Manjushri's the guard and the protect, the four great celestial kings will also proceed to protect and guard this sutra.
那另外讲到这受持仪轨，就是受持的加倍里面讲到受持仪轨，里面有讲到七日七夜受八分斋戒，这边有没有八关斋戒？有哈。那其实受持八关斋戒也是很重要的，在修持药师法门里面。
And also, when the sutra mentions how to make offerings, it also mentioned the adhere, uphold to the eight precepts, 7 days and 7 nights.
好，这个受持效益，我们讲它第二个是受持效益，讲到祸福跟免难哦。那我们看到它的祸福里面讲，随所乐求，一切皆遂，求长寿得长寿，求富饶得富饶，求官位得官位，求男女得男女，有没有很厉害？这个都是大家要的，对不对？如果每天在求，是不是都求这些？有没有家里的人啊，要这样要那样？我每天从小哈，小时候就开始要求智慧哈，然后求长寿，这些看起来很俗气，可是怎么样？我每天很实用啦，应该说它很实用啦哈，普罗大众都很需要的。
So, one type of benefit of making offerings is whatever you wish for, it will be fulfilled. Like longevity, wealth, or anything else such as official position or the birth of sons and daughters. On those, you know, the things we regularly ask for.
好，想要求升官发财的，记得要念药师佛圣号哈。
So if you want to get promoted or have great wealth, remember to recite the Lesson Buddha Sutra.
好，另外呢，免难哈，一二三四五有这五种哈，那百怪出现哪一切部位内乱外患等等回患堕落，百怪出现跟一切部位这些其实都是一般我们看到比较不好的征兆，心里就会开始觉得不安哈。然后内乱外患是指的就是现在有一些国家还是有在跟打仗，有没有？跟外面打仗，跟内还有里面是内战的哈。然后毁患堕落是指这个，也是指持戒的部分。那女人生产难是最平常的哈，其实女人生产哦，就像在跟生命搏斗一样，尤其是古时候哈，像世尊的妈妈有没有？是不是生了她之后往生？然后近代的虚云大师也是这样，好，那所以药师经里面就特别指到这个女人生产难，好，希望。哦，如果家里有人，哦，要家里的有要生小朋友的小菩萨的，好，生产的时候都能够，你也可以帮他念，他自己也要能够念。
And the rest of the sutra also talks about to protect you from other evil omens, suffering from wars, invasion, or the consequences of violating precepts. Especially, it mentions will protect you from the extreme pain during the childbirth. For example, that we all know the Shikamuni Buddha's mother died when she was giving the birth to the Buddha. And so does Master Empty Cloud's mother.
菩萨们有没有拿到那个药师经的抄经本？好，那个是台湾的菩萨结缘的哈。在这个药师经的灵验记里面哈，包括刚刚药师经里面我们有看到有两个地方嘛，好，受持好跟修持里面都讲到若自书若教人书，就是说你修持药师法门，你可以自己抄经，也可以请人家抄经。好，那在这个灵验经里面讲到说有一个人好，他你们算不算命，那个人就是走在路上那个气色不好，好，然后就有一个算命的跑来跟他讲说你印堂发黑齁，你几岁，你活不过30岁，然后他心里就很难过，然后就遇到一个老和尚齁，然后他就想说跟老和尚诉诉苦齁，这个老和尚呢就跟他讲说我们的这个佛教里面有一个消灾延寿的法门，你要不要学齁，然后他说消灾延寿这么好齁，然后就跟他说我们有送这个药师经，你可以一起送，然后这个人就想说送药师经这个我这么忙怎么有时间跟你去送药师经啊，好，然后这个老和尚就跟他讲说那你抄经好了，抄经可以在家里抄，好，然后他说好吧， 竟然反正命快没了，就怎么样，总是要试一试嘛，对不对？三十岁就快到了哈、哦，结果他就抄了药师经，然后一个礼拜之后呢，哈、哦。走在街上再遇到那个相命算命的，诶，算命的看到他又把他找来，诶，脸色不一样，气色不一样，印堂发黑不见了齁、哦、你至少可以再多活30岁，你这个礼拜做了什么事齁、哦、那原来人家就是抄经，所以今天送大家多少年？30年，诶，不但要送，而且你们一定要抄啊，够不够发？我们在 LA 的时候不够发齁、哦，这个要认真的写，不要，好、哦，这个抄完一部30年哈、哦，那这个是跟大家提醒哦，要好好的抄经哦。我自己也有在抄，我是用毛笔抄，我抄哈、哦，我抄得很慢，我一个小时哈、哦、只能够抄两页两面而已，单面的，一个小时只能抄两面，所以你看我抄一部经要多久？好、哦，我开始讲药师经之前就开始抄了，因为就这样抄就开始讲起药师经，就是因缘就这样子来了。好、哦，所以其实那因缘很不可思议。好、哦，那最后我要交代的是这个，其实我们有讲哈、哦，这个人间有很多的这个我们的不圆满，好、哦，那其实这些都是从我们的无明烦恼、贪嗔痴慢疑而来的。好，然后让我们身心不自由不自在，好，所以方丈和尚要我们要得心自在嘛，好，那事实上我们可以借由药师法门的修行，好，的利益跟方法，让这个人间秽土，好，从我们刚刚讲的三个方法要记得，第一个是什么？闻名意念，要念药师佛，好，第二个是什么？持咒，好，第三个要供养。好，其实今天讲的重点，前面你都忘记，那个三十年都忘记没关系哈，但是这三个重点一定要记得，好，然后借由这三种方法的修持，让人间变成离恶修善清净三业的人间净土。
Okay, so this is going to be a long translation. First of all, have you all get a copy of that sutra?Because in the sutra it mentions you can copy yourself, write yourself or ask others to write it. It has great benefit. Then Fashion told us a story about a guy who's only 30 years old, but looked very pale, very unhealthy. One day he encountered a fortune teller who said, you look terrible and you probably will die soon. And so he felt very bad, but he came across an old monastic and who said, actually there's a way to prolong your life if you can recite the medicine Buddha Sutra with me. But the guy said, I'm so busy, how can I have time to recite Sutra with you? And then the monastic said, okay, then why don't you just get a copy and write at home? At least you can do it at your own time. And so he thought, yeah, why not try it? So he tried it. And 1 week later, that person saw that fortune teller again, and the fortune teller said, wow, what did you do? You look great. You will live at least for another 30 years. So the bottom line of this story is if you copy the sutra, write the sutra, you will gain 30 years of lifetime. So isn't that a great deal? One Fashi actually copied the sutra. She did very mindfully and very slowly, so probably will only copy 2 pages in an hour. So back to the end of this talk, the reason we are always unhappy and not totally healed is because our mind and body are not always at ease. So today we learned 3 methods to help our body and mind at ease, which first one is recite the names of the medicine Buddha, second one is recite the mantra, and the last one is make offerings. So by doing this, we can help to build a pure land on earth.
最后呢，就要祝福大家，好，也跟大家共勉，就是我们依着药师法门的修学，好，哪怕是一点点，其实人间净土 就会在我们心中一点一点的展现，也把我们所体验到的人间净土能够去跟别人分享。好，那希望每一位都经常能够生活在净土里面。
So in the end, I want to bless everyone and encourage everyone to practice this medicine Buddha sutra, because it will help us to build a pure land on earth.
那祝福大家新的一年得心自在，什么都好。然后建设净土，我们的拓建工程舍我其谁。好，阿弥陀佛。
Best wishes to everyone.